From FloydCountyRecord.com and KFLP, this is On the Record. I'm Alex Driggers. Our guest today is Carla Brown of Texas Central Bleeding Disorders and the walk manager for the Unite for Bleeding Disorders walk that took place in Arlington on November 20th. The walk raises money for the organization to fund its various financial assistance, outreach, and advocacy programs throughout the state of Texas for people with hemophilia and genetic bleeding disorders. Today we'll learn more about those bleeding disorders and the walk. Carla, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
So before we talk about the Unite for Bleeding Disorders walk, let's talk a little bit about bleeding disorders. It's something that affects a number of people across our country and even right here in our local area, but a lot of people aren't familiar with them. Tell me a little bit about bleeding disorders.
So bleeding disorders can be several different things. Hemophilia being one of the more common. And hemophilia is, in very layman's terms, the person is born without the ability to form a blood clot. They're missing either factor 8 or factor 9. I've heard it explained in the basic way, like dominoes. If you set 13 dominoes up, you knock one down, they all fall. People with the bleeding disorder, they're going to take out, we'll say, factor 8. So they take out that 8th domino, they can't complete the chain. So their bodies just tend to bleed longer. And there's approximately, in the U.S., between 20 and 25,000 hemophiliacs. Von Willebrand's is another very common bleeding disorder, and it affects about 1% of the population. And it is also, it's just another factor deficiency.
So, Carla, what does it mean for someone to have hemophilia or a bleeding disorder? What kind of impact does it have on a person's everyday life?
Well, joint bleeds. So, you and I, we bump into a table, and we don't think a whole lot about it. Somebody with a bleeding disorder can bump into that very same table, and they're in pain for days. It can cause a joint bleed. It can cause muscle bleeding, bruising. Is when I bump into something 2 days later, I'm like, oh, look, I, you know, have a bruise on my leg. There's happens almost right then. So it's a lot of internal muscle bleeds. I've been told are probably more painful than anything somebody can experience. Joint bleeds can last from a day to a month, sometimes longer if not treated properly.
But it can be treated, right? There are treatments available when these
Absolutely.
Things happen.
Absolutely. Yes. So hemophilia treatments are IV infusion. For most people with hemophilia, they do IV infusion, either, you know, through a port, if that's what they choose to do, or they can do it just through their veins. But yeah, they do most, and most people do it at home. The thing with hemophilia treatments are they're very, very expensive. Very expensive. I can speak from personal experience on that. I have a 10-year-old son with hemophilia, and I know what his medication costs, and we figured it about $1.57 a unit, and he takes 1,000 units per dose. When he has a joint bleed or a muscle bleed, we dose every 12 hours until it's resolved. So it does get very costly.
That brings us to the walk that has recently taken place. Tell me a little bit about that. What's the purpose of it? How's it function?
Our Unite for Bleeding Disorder walk is my favorite day of the year. It's a day that our families can get together and talk and have fun. It's also a time for us to fundraise. Texas Central Bleeding Disorders is our chapter here in North Texas, all the way out to West Texas. Personally speaking, the chapter has given my family personally so much. It gave us people like us. It gave my son a chance for camp. Texas has Camp Alapoma. It's in the summer at Camp John Mark. It gave us the resources that we needed to raise a child with hemophilia. The walk gives people a chance to give back to that chapter. Through the chapter, we have a financial assistance program. People can go to their hemophilia treatment centers if they're struggling, and the treatment center sends us a request, and we help with household finances. We help with travel. We help with lots of stuff through our financial assistance program. Since the beginning of COVID, our financial assistance program has put out more than we did the three previous years combined. And so our fundraising for our walk goes to our financial assistance program, camp, research, our education events that we have across Texas. We try to do as many of those as we possibly can. So our walk is just a way to fundraise and help the chapter succeed.
So besides the walk and the different financial assistance programs that you've mentioned, what other kind of programs does this organization participate in?
We have an advocacy program, and that is both chapters here in Texas combined. And what we do is we help make change. Myself and we have an amazing group of advocates. Every other year, we all make the trek to Austin, and we sit down in person with our legislators from our area. And we tell them what our lives are like. We talk about the cost of our medications. We talk about bills that are coming up in legislation that affect our lives. And advocacy is one of the most amazing things I think somebody with a chronic illness can do. It teaches you really, truly how to make change and how to be change. I think we had 46 advocates last time we were in Austin. And so that's 46 people from the state of Texas that went to Austin and sat down in front of their legislators and said, this is what my life with a bleeding disorder is like.
You're still accepting donations for this walk. And for someone who might be kind of on the fence or might not even know anything about it, why might they want to donate to the Unite for Bleeding Disorders walk?
A lot of our fundraising money goes towards our financial assistance program. Again, we go back to the cost of those medications. And sometimes it comes down to getting that medication or paying your light bill. And because there's not a lot of resources for people with hemophilia or with bleeding disorders in general, donating to the walk is an amazing cause. It's an amazing organization, and it's all of our money stays local. None of our fundraising dollars goes to the bigger corporations. And that's one plus for a lot of people, is we don't put money out towards any of the larger entities, I guess would be a good way to put it.
Now, when you say local, we are talking about a large portion of the state of Texas, but that does include our home out here in West Texas.
Our chapter goes from, I think, Waco all the way up to the Panhandle and all the way out to El Paso. We have a big area.
Yeah, but in that large physical area, how many people would you say that are affected by a bleeding disorder are there?
Ooh. I don't know that I've ever done the numbers. I would say less than 500.
A lot of people that are probably listening to this program right now have maybe even never heard of bleeding disorders or maybe know of someone that distantly that is affected by one but has never met a hemophiliac or someone affected by a bleeding disorder. Where can people go to learn more?
They can go to hemophilia.org, which is the National Hemophilia Foundation. Hemophiliafed.org is our Hemophilia Federation of America. There is also the World Federation of Hemophilia. Off the top of my head, I don't know that website. But those are both really good organizations that have a lot of education on their websites.
And why might it be important for someone to educate themselves on hemophilia and bleeding disorders?
Speaking from a parent of somebody with hemophilia. I wish more people did know. And that's because when my son is 10 and he has a lot of bruises, like a lot. And, you know, I wish people were more educated on what hemophilia looks like instead of the immediate reaction when they see the 50 bruises on his legs. And it has gotten that bad where he's had 50 to 60 bruises on his legs. Just depends on what he's doing that day. Or when he's asked to go play football with the little neighbor kids, he can't. Football's out. But if more people were more educated and it was more something that people talked about, people would understand what our lives are like. My favorite thing to tell people is my normal is just different than theirs. My normal is very different. And education, as we all know, education is the best way to combat anything. As long as people are educated, it makes it okay.
For someone who is interested in donating to this, where can they do that?
They can do that at www.uniteforbleedingdisorders.org. When you go into the site, you'll hit the button that says Find a Walk. You go down, ours says DFW, and you can go into our walk and hit the Support Me button. We appreciate everybody that donates and everybody that even just looks at our site and learns. Maybe somebody just wanted to learn a little bit more about hemophilia or von Willebrand or a bleeding disorder.
That's Carla Brown of the Texas Central Bleeding Disorders Organization and the walk manager for the Unite for Bleeding Disorders walk that took place in Arlington on November 20th. And again, donations still being accepted for that walk until the end of the year. And you can do that at www.uniteforbleedingdisorders.org. I'm Alex Driggers, and this is On the Record.